Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey folks, Amy and TJ here doing a bit of a surprise podcast. We weren't expecting to record one today. So it's going to be a surprise to our iHeart team that even we have this podcast. And it's even a surprise to Robach, who is sitting here next to me. Not in studio. We are in our living room right now.
Well, I'm surprised, and I still don't even know what to expect. You sent me a text and asked, so my youngest, who's 17, is driving. And so she drove Ava and I to the airport where I said goodbye to her moments ago, and Annalise was driving, so I was able to respond to you when you texted me and said, can Annalise drop you off at my place?
You know, or I'm telling you now, I invited you and I wanted you to come by because we ain't right. You and I aren't okay right now. I said, you know what, let's set up and do a podcast. Both of us just posted our first TikTok videos in the past 24 hours. It's the first time I have actually seen comments on social media in a year plus, because I hasn't been on social media and I had comments off. And a number of comments that I'm reading are calling us a cute couple, positive stuff, but a cute couple. I'm sure you've seen some of this stuff, but people are supportive and complimentary and you guys look so happy in all of these things. And in reading that today, at least, I felt like a fraud. Because you can say it the way, or you put it in the terms you want to put it in. But what, you can say what you said over the phone to me, or you can put it in whatever terms. But what the past couple of days have felt like for us?
So we have been working on this podcast since summer. And I've always said that expectations are absolutely a case for suffering. So I continually have to remind myself and try to remove them from my head. But when you start working hard and digging in, and I have always been fully confident in our ability to work together on television or in whatever, some sort of broadcasting capacity is what we do. We're good at it. We're good at it together. What I haven't done as much of in my career is be responsible for content, booking, ratings, whatever, it's downloads here. But the pressure of all of that, I think, has consumed both of us. And so we have always been able to work together and enjoy it profusely and then have our downtime and our fun together. And it's just been kind of our rhythm, even as friends. But especially in this romantic relationship, and even when we were hunkering down last year, we were in it together. And in the last few days, I just think we're spending hours and hours side by side working on things. We work differently, we've discovered, when it comes to brainstorming, coming up with ideas, thinking about guests, thinking about content. I like to talk it out and brainstorm and throw things out and up, and you like to quietly do your thing by yourself. And so what we've ended up doing is sitting in silence for hours next to each other, and it's exhausting. I'm not great at that. And there's obviously, with everything else going on in my life, I have felt extremely disconnected from you. And I'm somebody who, yeah, I think, especially when I feel the way I do, I have realized that I do want and need and prefer physical touch, words of affirmation, communication. So when I'm sitting next to somebody who I know we're both working hard, but I feel is completely emotionally removed from our relationship. So it's this struggle of, yes, we've always worked together and gotten along, but this is a different kind of working together. And so the last few days I've felt disconnected to you.
I said there were two reasons I wanted to set this up. And the reason this was on my mind, one has to do with the seeing all the positive comments and everyone so complimentary of us and us in pictures and look so happy, which we are. That is not a question of it. The second thing that made me want to set this up, you know, I had breakfast with a friend of mine today. And that friend of mine happens to have two divorces under his belt and is on his third marriage. And we had a conversation in which there was a comfort, a relief, a camaraderie in that life experience that we now have both gone through and can understand. And he was speaking about us and our relationship and our podcast in such a way that he appreciated and thinks other people appreciate, knowing that other people are in that struggle or have been through that, and there's not shame and you're not alone. So with that being said, and I saw the complimentary things being said about us, and like I said, I felt like a fraud just for today. And that we talk about this as a place where we're going to be open and honest and have an ability to be authentic on this podcast. We joke, we play, people hear us laugh, and we're getting along perfectly all the time on the podcast. But there is now a moment of, well, why not share and be that authentic that we say we're going to be? Not because we're trying to air out some dirty laundry, but there is a comfort, I believe, I certainly have it, in knowing that somebody else shares in that same struggle. Most people can't relate to all the fun we have and the smiles we have and the trips we take and the things we get to do. They can't relate to that. Look at it and go, wow, they look happy. And we are. But there is an authenticity and a connective tissue to us all when it comes to relationships and the struggle those relationships bring. And right now we're in a little bit of a struggle, and we've been there for several days. And so if we want to be relatable or even an example, then if we're going to talk about all the highs and how great we're doing and the joy and the love, and if we're going to do that, then I thought, well, why not now do this? And that's why I had you come over, because we're going to make it through this, what we're dealing with now. And usually we might be in a fight and then have to go to the studio and do a show together and do an interview and just have to pretend like we're okay, even if we're not. We haven't had to do that yet, but I'm saying this is an opportunity to show that we are not okay sometimes, and this is how we get through it. I'm not good at this. Talked about it with Dr. Gardier. It takes me a couple days sometimes. So I am trying as well, but I've been talking authenticity a lot lately. And today and a couple of happenings really put me in the place to, like, you know what, why not? And let's go talk about it. And that's supposed to be the point of the podcast.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I think that when we set out on this path, I was actually having a conversation with my 17-year-old, Annalise, and then Ava's good friend, Montgomery, who you mentioned in TikTok, because she's marketing major and has been helping us with social media. She's actually the person who encouraged me, and I think you too, to turn comments back on, to get on TikTok, to really embrace this podcast and what we're trying to accomplish, which is to do what we love to do, which is to share and to not only share our story, but others' stories. And hopefully, I think we talked about what we wanted our podcast to be. I know for me, yes, entertainment is a huge part of it. I love to entertain, but I also want to inspire and I want to be transparent. And I've talked a lot about living my truth. And so this is part of it. So I am fine having these conversations because there isn't a couple out there who doesn't. And so, yes, I don't, and I know you don't want to put on some false narrative that somehow we're the perfect couple and we found our true love. And that means we never fight and we always get along and things are rosy and great. No, they're not. And even as much as we know each other more than most people who have been in a relationship for over a year, we've known each other for a decade now, pretty much, and we know each other really, really well. It doesn't mean that we still don't, like, I'm learning things about you every day as we've always worked together, but working with this kind of pressure over our heads is a whole other thing where,
okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just saying that pressure is a lot.
What are you talking about, the work pressure or the pressure now publicly for us to succeed as a couple?
Oh, see, I don't, I don't feel the pressure from the public to stay with you. I know that I know you well enough and I've spent enough time with you and I knew how I felt. And love sometimes is a choice when it's hard. It's not just a feeling. Lust is a feeling, but love is a choice, I believe. And I have chosen to love you. So I don't feel pressure from the public to be with you. I would be devastated just personally because I want to be with you and I chose you. But I feel the pressure of our careers, that I believe were unfairly taken from us. And I really want to be able to do what I love. And I want to be able to do it with you. So that's more the pressure I feel. And funny enough, you talk about the comments. So this is the first time I've really read the comments as well. And the TikTok thing has been amazing. Like, I would say 95% of them are positive. But the negative ones sting and they hurt. And I've been angry at the cancel culture mentality that people think they know the story and then they just throw barbs at you and they call you names. And I'm not trying to say poor me, wah, wah, wah. There are so many people who have gone through this, not just publicly, but just personally. If you do something that people don't like or they think is wrong or they think they know what happens, you know, no one knows what happens in someone else's marriage. No one knows what happens in your private life except for you. And so just to see the unbelievable judgment is kind of overwhelming still more than a year later. And I sometimes get discouraged at people's unwillingness to either suspend judgment or to just feel better about themselves by making you into the villain for whatever reason they need to do it. So Ava and Annalise actually got on to TikTok yesterday and started deleting all the bad comments because they didn't want me to see them.
Look, we can handle anything if you and I are okay.
Yeah.
When you and I are not okay, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
We went through a year of our relationship strengthened because we were, like, the whole world, it felt like, was against us. But I had you, and I was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that entire year was as good a relationship as anyone could imagine, not just under the circumstances, but we were great. We're in this position now. All that pressure you're talking about, the work pressure, the public pressure, everything's been going on family-wise for a long time. That turned a corner, and everything's been great the past month. But to now, you and I, for the past several days, it feels like the end of the world. And so, I mean, I'm asking you, what are you willing or are you waiting to let this cycle through? Or was this just a weird stretch of time? Because we haven't been together the past several nights just because of schedules and things have happened. We haven't spent as much time together. And the time we spent together was spent working. So all of that feels different. So is it that just going to go away once we get back in the regular routine or whatever it may be?
No, I mean, I think we need to talk about our different approaches to our feelings. If I'm feeling just you and I aren't on the same wavelength, it's devastating to me. So
what are you on the same page about how we're feeling? What are you talking about?
I just think how we communicate with each other, like what I need versus what you need, what you might not realize hurts me. I say things or do things that I don't realize hurt you. And I think we have to be more open about communicating what we need to feel supported, even when it's tough, even when it's tense, even when we're in our own zones, basically.
But where did that happen today that you had? You said communication with you 100%, but we lost communication when I knew something, and I'm speaking from my perspective here, and you have a different one on how I might have been behaving as well. But you were, I knew something was up and you wouldn't tell me what it was.
When?
On the phone today. Over and over, I asked, what's up? You just don't want to tell me? So what's going on? So at that point, I stopped probing. I know you were completely silenced, not speaking, one word answers. There was nothing to it. And we are talking about it now. That was how many hours ago? I mean, we didn't get it out until we got microphones in front of us now.
Well, wow. I didn't even know that this was going to happen.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying, but why are we talking about it now and not talking about it when you said you knew you had a problem? You knew you had an issue and you didn't communicate it to me.
Well, because I was in an emotional state about Ava, and I just felt like there were so many things that I was feeling. I wanted to make sure that I had the space to recognize why I was feeling what I was feeling. I really wanted to just be able to put a space between those two things.
And what do you think now? A space between?
Yeah, between the emotions. Like, I don't know if one is impacting the other. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't.
I'm feeling emotional about Ava, so I'm just in an emotional place right now.
Okay, you're suggesting that what's going on with you and I is just a byproduct of what's happening with Ava.
No, I'm not. So what I'm saying is two things can happen at the same time, and the emotions from one can overwhelm the other and make it more than it should be. I wanted to be able to really think about why I was feeling what I was feeling and how much of my emotions around Ava were adding to how I was feeling. That's what I wanted to make sure I was doing. And I didn't want to just break down and cry. I wanted to think about it.
So what does that actually mean? Because I often end up in this place with you in these conversations to where I think we're dealing with one thing and you explain it in such a way. I'm like, oh, this is not that.
I just don't want to overreact. That's all. Because I'm feeling emotional.
Okay. You think you have?
No, I don't think I've overreacted.
Why didn't you speak to me freely on the phone?
Because I was crying. I just didn't want to cry on the phone.
Okay. Well, you're talking to me like it's nothing, right? You're talking to me now. I know this sounds familiar to you because I've talked about it before. Like, wow, this is the thing we're talking about. And then now it ends up getting spun in such a way that I don't know what the problem is.
I think for me, I don't like spending days not talking to you or being in the same room with you and there being silence. That it throws me. It's not something I'm used to and it scares me.
But you say that often, but it always feels like you put the onus on me for it. There is what can be done or what can you do in that situation?
I don't know.
But I always feel like the onus is on me to control the room.
No.
Because you say it to me like that. Like, you didn't say anything and you were on your phone and it often comes off as not like we are in a place, but this thing is happening, TJ, and I don't know what to do with you.
Let me ask you this. So I'm desperate to talk to you to, I don't know, collaborate, but vocally, like verbally, not just, you know, me think my thing and you think your thing. And then 7 hours later, we'll come together and see if we have something that we can put together. If you can explain to me why you like to, I don't want to say shut down, but put an emotional wall up or not really be into talking, I feel like I annoy you. I feel like you kind of shut down and you don't, it's like, I feel like I don't, it's not the TJ that I know. You're in kind of like hyper-focus mode, which I get, but when it is an extended period of time or multiple days, I start to feel nervous. Like, what's going on? And then I feel like I'm annoying you.
Okay, let me just address the nervous. Nervous about what?
How you're feeling about us and me.
Is that always on the table? Like, everything that comes up, is it always that? Because that's like nuclear. Like, how I'm feeling about you.
Yeah.
Okay. And you asked me about the emotional wall. I know I'm guilty of that. But I think you're interpreting something the past few days about a wall that wasn't there. You're sitting right next to me when I'm in that work and focus mode. And we sat at this table. And we did for hours almost and barely spoke. But that wasn't an emotional wall I'm putting up. Whatever I was doing is exactly what you were doing. Because you weren't talking to me and I just refused to speak or answer questions. You were staring at that phone for hours yesterday, working on, and that's fine. But I'm saying that's not me putting up an emotional wall when your head is down for hours.
So if you remember, I was asking you, like, what could we do? What could I do to help? How can we, like, do this together? Or I take one thing, you do another, we talk. And you were just like, I got it on my own. And I'm not saying that that's a wrong thing. What I'm saying is sometimes it's really just almost your demeanor. It's not, it's like a smile. Oh my God, if there was just a smile, that's all I'd need. It just felt robotic, I guess, over the last several days. And like, I'm telling you, if you smile at me, if you reached over and grabbed my knee or just like something that was just a quick reminder that we're in this together and hey, babe, we got each other. And just the smallest of emotion or a facial expression would just be like a nice nod to what we are, who we are, and that we're in it together. I think it's just, yeah.
But it's not reasonable for us to, I mean, you might, in theory, yes, but in practice, impossible to separate working with somebody as a colleague and a business partner and the relationship you're in with your business partner. It is impossible, would you say, to work with me and the emotion not be there for any period of time, because no matter what, we are partners first, business partners second.
Correct.
So can we ever sit up and work as business partners and there not be a look, not be a nod, not be a gesture, not be a, and just work? Because it seems like that feels to you like something is wrong.
Yeah, when it goes on for many, many, many hours, yes, it feels unnatural and it honestly, it feels scary.
You always use that, scary. I didn't think that's still on the table. No matter what goes on, I'm done with the fear of us not working out or of you not loving me the way you say you love me. I am done with that. That has not crossed my mind since a long time ago. You probably know when that was. Done. So when you still use it to this day, talk about scary. Like,
I'm just being honest.
Well, you think I'm going somewhere? What am I not reassuring you about?
I just think it's those moments that I described where it feels clinical. And when it happens like for several days in a row I get worried.
Okay, I'm asking what is happening that you are still feeling? Will you just forever feel that way? What is happening to where you aren't getting some assurance from me over the past year and a half? I'm asking you to answer that.
I think that you know this, you have many different moods. And I've known that about you when I was friends with you. You are moody.
Not a disagreement at all.
And I get we all have moods and we all wake up differently and we all feel differently based on experiences in life or things that are happening. I just feel like sometimes when you do have whatever, something serious, something pressure-wise, something significant, you do tend to emotionally and verbally withdraw from me. And that is what makes me scared, because I'd prefer it. I can't tell you how to act or react because you are who you are. And I'm not in the business to change anyone, but I'm just telling you, when you do that, I don't feel like, I worry about what I'd love for you to do. Let me just say that. What I'd love for you to do is to confide in me, to lean on me, to share with me, so that we're a part of the solution together, whatever is going on. And in those moments, you tend to stay in your own head. And like, so, and it wasn't even, it, I think just for me, the final nail was when you had that great meeting with your friend who was talking about his third marriage and whatever it is that you talked about. You sent me a text and you said, we need to talk. And I was like, cool. I had 40 minutes maybe before I had to do anything. And so I was like, okay, what is it? I was excited to hear. I was like, oh, he's going to share something with me. He's going to tell me what happened. He's going to tell me what he's feeling. He's going to tell me what his meeting was like. And you just, I think you just said, no, now's not the time or something. I'm not sure what it was that you said, but that, like, after the few days we'd had, that was just for me, like, wow. So that was for me where I really got quiet and sad on the phone and didn't talk.
Okay. Well, you're, no, I didn't say it, but everything I was excited about in that conversation had to do with work, this podcast, and some opportunities that are going to be coming up down the road. Things that I didn't while you were in the middle of getting Ava out the door and going to school or going overseas for 5 months is not something I wanted to engage with you fully on, and I wanted to see you before I did it. Now, I didn't explain all that because just saying, hey, we'll talk about it later wasn't a big deal. To me, it wasn't me withdrawing. It was just, okay, that's
and
a communication
issue.
And to
me, it was a big deal, so.
And that's a communications issue. But you, but babe, you tell me the things you ask me to do. You want me to, when I'm emotionally a certain way, you would like for me to do this. You would like for me to do that. You'd like me to communicate. You'd like me to be open. I would like, I don't know how to be what you want me to be when I'm struggling. And this is what I've always had a difficult time with, is that I end up being put in a position to where today, whatever's going on with me, triggers something in you, and now I can't deal with my shit because you're upset with me for dealing with my shit the way I was dealing with my shit. I understand what you're saying, and I can absolutely try to be better, but you know it's hard, and you know how hard it is, and you know how hard it, you can understand me better than anybody else, but it's just, I don't know how in those moments to take care of me and take care of somebody else.
And so what I'm asking for, honestly, is not for you to take care of me. Hear me out.
I know.
I'm not asking you to take care of me. I'm not asking you to comfort me. I want to be able to comfort you. I want you to be able to trust me with your feelings enough to just even say, I'm going through some stuff. I love you, baby, but like, I need some space, or I need some time, or I just need to think it out. Just acknowledging what's happening, the non-acknowledgement. It's not that I need you to comfort me and make me feel good about your pain. I just want communication about what's happening with you. And if you were to let me in, that would feel like a couple victory, in the sense that we're leaning on each other. You trust me enough, not that I can fix anything, but just to hear you out and to sit with you in whatever mood you're in. I don't need to be comforted, but when I'm shut out or I don't know what's going on, or I feel a big emotional change, that is a scary place to be in. And I'm not asking for your comfort. I'm asking for your communication. I'm asking for your partnership, or treating, like giving me, sharing with me. I think it's about sharing. It's about, that's how I feel. And so when I feel like I'm being shut out, it doesn't feel good.
And we should mention, it has been a bit of a perfect storm the past several days. We're not used to not spending time together, quality time together. We're not used to not spending the night together. And it's just for a whole host of reasons, and people in and out, and we just haven't been able to with responsibilities. So
we haven't had a lot of alone time, almost none.
That's a disconnect we're not used to. And I think that's a big deal. And then the time we did spend an extended amount of time together was something work-related.
It was all work-related.
So I think that's an issue, or that's certainly needs to be factored.
How are you feeling? Let me ask you this. How are you feeling over the last few days?
I am focused, and I am mentally exhausted, and I cannot recharge.
When I left yesterday, and the elevator doors were shutting, what did I say to you? I miss you.
Oh, I thought you just told me to F off.
Ha ha. I said I miss you.
And I miss you.
To have a positive note on all of this, I am in awe of what has transpired this past month with my girls and you. I mean, we had, I think, three different nights where all of our girls were in the same room together, watching movies together, eating dinner together, laughing together, playing games together. That, if I could have seen that a year ago, I would have taken the biggest sigh of relief. Like, thank God, it's all going to be okay. It's all going to work out. And we've had multiple days and nights like that in the month of December and January. And that is a huge blessing. And so I think I was also sad to see Ava leave because things have been so good and they have been so peaceful and joyful, I might even add.
And now we're trying to screw it up. We finally got everybody else good.
The girls are great.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, I want to focus on that, is huge. That's everything.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Look, in all this, we learn every time. I would still say in the year and a half, we may have had five fights.
Yeah. Well, this wasn't even a fight.
That's true. It's not.
This wasn't a fight. Thanks, this was
mad.
Just...
You mad at me?
No, I'm not mad. I was sad. I actually think I can handle anything as long as it's spoken out loud and discussed. And because I do... know that you love me and I know that I love you. I just, like all couples, we're still working through the communication kinks. And there is, look, I'll admit, I am a person who has insecurities like every other human on the planet. And I get insecure and I get scared and your mind can be a mind field if you let it. So I was trying to make sure I was not taking the emotion I was feeling from Ava and applying it to something that wasn't that big of a deal, but just felt a little unnerving, a little strange, a little frustrating.
You said the communication. What kept you from putting your hand on my knee? What kept you from speaking up when you felt things were uncomfortable or I was being emotionless? What kept you from driving or carrying us through that moment?
Well, I was asking you, like, what could I do? Can we do this together? I was talking and communicating with you. I also didn't want to bother you because you looked super focused and I didn't want to disrupt your train of thought. If we just made a commitment, let me just say this, because both of us, I'm not saying that I don't require or want things from you. Of course I do. You feel the same way about me, probably, if you're being honest. So yes, do I every now and then want a smile or, hey babe, or, and I love you. Yes, I do. I do want that.
Okay. I think we're going back to the same thing. It's on me. We're going back to the same.
Is it that? But the thing is, if it's a hardship for you every now and then, and we're in the middle of a intense stretch, to just show a little affection, that's tough for me. And then say the same thing about me as well. But I'm just saying, I don't think it's wrong to want that or to ask that of the person you love.
But it's wrong to hold them accountable and say that he is disrupted or you're at risk or you're nervous.
I'm just saying it's how I felt. I wasn't a planned, thought out thing where I'm trying to say he owes me this and he should do that. I'm just telling you how I felt.
This is where all of our fights end up. And I say it at the end every time, and it frustrates the hell out of you. Okay, baby, I'm sorry, and I'll take care of it. Because this is where I'm left. There's nothing and no admission you are making of you being responsible for any of that taking place.
I have a hard time with when you say that somehow I think that you need to, that you have to take care of everything, that you have to make it right, that the onus is on you. I just don't think that's fair. I think that both people in a relationship would consider that something that is a part of being in a relationship is wanting to know what their partner's needs are and to do their best to keep that in mind as they're operating in a relationship. Yeah, I think like in a relationship.
I need to tell you what my needs are?
But when I ask you, I'd love to know. Yes. I can't read your mind.
Okay. You know you're getting on to me for the exact thing you did today.
I told you it was about Ava, and it was.
I really don't know what to do. Because you want me to tell you how I feel? You want me to tell you how I interpreted everything that happened? Every time I say it, you don't say, oh, I didn't think you saw it that way. Oh, I didn't know you saw it that way, TJ, but that's not what I meant. Or, oh, TJ, I swear I said more, but if you feel like I wasn't engaging with you and wasn't being sweet with you, then that's how you feel. There's never that room, that landing place for me. Maybe. You go back and listen to this later. Baby, I'm not asking for an apology, but you're not taking any responsibility. When that happens, all I can do is say, I'm sorry. And take full on responsibility and onus for making sure this doesn't happen.
I absolutely am willing to take responsibility.
You said you don't know what you did wrong or don't think you did anything wrong. That being the case, then what are you taking responsibility for?
On the phone, I didn't want to tell you, and it absolutely in part was because I was too emotional about Ava and I didn't want to get into it. And I didn't feel like I was in a good emotional space after knowing what I was about to go through and drop off my daughter to tell you that it hurt my feelings after the last 2 days that you weren't going to have a conversation with me about something you said you wanted to have a conversation with me about. So I apologize for that.
Okay, baby. Okay. I'm sorry. I mean, that's all that needs to be said is I'm sorry. I'm sorry. After every issue we have, I always, and I've committed to it and meant it every time I said it. Commit to do better and for it to not happen again. So now I know. Something else.
And I'm sorry too.
I was hoping we would be at a better place by the end of this.
Why aren't we?
Because I am incredibly frustrated by the conversation. And it's a continuation of many of our conversations oftentimes. Sometimes it takes time and reflection and some separation. And we're able to speak differently, but I do. Right? I'm trying to tell you how I feel, and I do feel walking away oftentimes that DJ, you got to do better and take on the responsibility to make sure everything's okay. And in doing so, that's a it's a responsibility I take. And you.
Well, let me ask you this. What can? Why don't you let me in? Why don't you let me help you? Why don't you take me along with you wherever you are emotionally?
I have bad days. I have really bad days. And I have days that I am in my head. I need, I wouldn't say space, but I need help and I don't know where to get it.
Why wouldn't you turn to me?
You're not going to like the answer. Because when things get that kind of bad and I'm that kind of focused or that kind of quiet, the last thing in that moment I want to do is to tell you what I need. That is how I feel, and that is the truth. Not that I think it's your responsibility. Well, you should just know. No, I know I'm a difficult one with my moods. I know that. But in those moments, I can't imagine saying to you or explaining to you what I need or what I think you should do or what I want you to do. That's actually fine. The frustrating part is after the fact, when I am told that I did something wrong for how I reacted to how I was feeling.
Do you know what it's like to feel shut out from the person that you love?
I know that's No, that's difficult. Man, I have apologized for that in the past. But it's never intentional. It's never because I want to do harm.
I know that.
But I get continuously frustrated by being taken to task. You worried again? Scared is the word you use.
I'm not scared when we're talking. I'm scared when we're not.
And I'm scared when we're talking.
But that's the only way you get through things is to talk them out. And yeah, a lot of times it gets worse before it gets better. But keeping it in builds resentments. Creates false narratives in your head of why someone did something or why they didn't do something. The only way to get into a better place, and it is a better place after the conversation happens, is sometimes to go into a darker, deeper place that's uncomfortable.
Have we done the darker thing yet?
I think so.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on the way out.
I feel like that.
All right, then. Oh, glad we talked.
You mean that?
Yeah. Because right now you can't help it, but you're genuinely smiling. You're actually trying to hold it in.
I was trying not to smile. What?
Why?
Oh my God.
Why don't you want to smile?
One of my favorite moments in the Age of Innocence is happening right now.
Yeah, a lot of tears. They're fighting.
No, because they love each other so much.
So why is she crying?
Because she can't be with him. And he's telling her that he loves her, and she's like, it's not possible. So, we can't do anything about it.
It's just like us, then.
Look, she's crying just like me. Michelle Pfeiffer. I don't know if anyone's seen Age of Innocence, but when I was in high school, I read Edith Wharton's book. And then when the movie came out, with Michelle Pfeiffer and Daniel Day-Lewis and Winona Ryder.
That's you right there?
Yes, that's me. That was like a perfectly timed scene that's playing.
And that's me, confused as hell.
With tears in his eyes, too.
Confused
see? You see it?
With tears.
A little fun fact, TJ, like, and I didn't know this until we actually became an item. You like to have movies on in the background, always.
Always.
The TV is always on. The sound is down, but you have a... You have a movie playing at all times. During Christmas, it's Die Hard. Yep. And then on January, I think it was January 2nd this year, you switched. And then what do you cycle through? Age of Innocence was brought into play from me, but you like it.
Well, I've seen this movie 50 times. I still know what happens in it because I never just sat down and watched it from start to finish. I see moments and parts of it. And I just always have some in the background. My other one is Princess Bride.
Princess Bride has always been one of my top 10.
I keep that on. But yeah, I don't know. It's something that's just comforting. I think some of them, we're sitting here arguing here. We're fighting now.
Yeah, we weren't before, but then we just did.
We graduated to a fight. Now have we come back?
Yes.
Okay, baby. Perfect timing. If y'all saw this scene in Age of Innocence right now, it's depressing. It's,
they're literally that was us. Crawling on each other, sobbing in her living room. Oh my God.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
God.
All right. Well, I'm glad we talked that out. You good, baby?
Yeah, we can end with a smile and a laugh.
Are you better?
Yes, I am better. Are you better?
Did we get somewhere?
I think so.
Did we get to a better place?
Yes.
You still love me?
I do love you. I never stop loving you.
You still scared?
I probably will be in moments here and there, but less so. Are you never scared?
No, not of that. I'm not scared, not in the least bit. I couldn't go forward with you in this way with all we've got going on if I wasn't just, I can't have that in the back of my mind. Look, folks, we explained why this wasn't planned, but something was going on and look, and the... What's been happening the past couple of days, again, with talking to my friend and then seeing some of the comments, this was just a good opportunity, I thought, to talk. I didn't think it was going to get that damn heavy.
Yeah, sorry. I apologize if that was a lot for people.
I didn't think I was going to get that mad. But the truth of the matter is, this is, I don't know how we would have talked it out in private, if it would have been better or worse.
I think it would have been worse. I think it was better to do it.
You were tame?
Yes.
Sweetheart, dude.
No, I wasn't tame. I didn't hold anything back. Okay.
This is your lad. Once I hit stop on the recorder, that's it. I don't want to hear anything else about this.
I'm good.
All right. Well, folks, appreciate you going along.
I hope y'all don't feel as bad about your marriages or relationships now after you have heard
you
ours.
You say as bad? What'd you say?
Well, I mean...
Did you say as bad? Like as bad as us?
I mean, I think...
As bad about their situation.
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. Like, I hope that it's... I mean, it's relatable, right? Everybody has disagreements and arguments and hurt feelings and insecurities and accusations and denials and then apologies, right?
All the guys going to listen to this and like, wow, it's not just his girl. It's okay. not just my girl. It's his, too. Then all the women are going to say, she got an idiot just like me.
So, we're all in this together.
We're in it together. So appreciate you all listening. Y'all know where to find. Oh, yeah. I guess we're on TikTok now. Y'all know where to find us at AV and TJ Podcast on Instagram. And we're there. Our personal account as well. But love you, baby.
I love you, too.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.